to tell you a story about Jack. There once was a man who had 3 sons. Now, the oldest son was smooth. He could talk his way into or out of anything. He got in trouble. He knew just what to say to get out of trouble. He needed somebody to help him out. He knew just what to say to get them to help him. He was smooth. Now, the second brother, he was smart. He had what you might call a photographic memory. And he looked at something once, he knew it. He knew newspapers. For 3 years, every day, he had them in his head. He knew the Encyclopedia Britannica from cover A to the end cover Z. He knew all the laws of the land. He was smart. And then there was Jack. Now, Jack kind of did things a little different from most folk. Like one day, Jack's father comes out. He sees Jack chasing the chickens around the yard. He's got this pan of boiling water. His father says, Jack, what are you doing? He says, oh, Dad, this is wonderful. I thought this great idea up. Guess what? We get the chickens to drink boiling water. We'll have hard-boiled eggs. Jack, what am I going to do with you, boy? Another time, Jack goes into town. He's got this whole list of stuff to get. Coming home. His father sees him coming home. Jack's not carrying any packages. Says, Jack, where's all the stuff you were supposed to get in town? He says, oh, Dad, this is even better. Everything's in this little bag here. I spent all our money on this little bag. Jack, what's in the bag? The sun lives in this bag. Sun lives in the bag. Okay, Jack, why do you think the sun lives in the bag? Well, because this man on the road into town, he told me the sun lives in this bag. And you look in this bag, you see something shiny in there, and I bet it is. The sun lives in here, yep. Well, his father looks in that bag. Sure enough, there was something shiny in there. But what he pulls out is a mirror. He goes, Jack, this is a mirror. You spent all our money on a mirror. What am I going to do with you, boy? Well, about the only job they figured Jack could do without messing it up was taking care of the sheep. So Jack spent his time up in the hills taking care of the sheep. Well, one day, word came that the queen, the young queen, was looking for advisors. And if you could speak well in front of the court, you might get a job. Well, the oldest brother thought, oh, Father, I can go do this. I can speak so well in front of groups, in front of crowds. I could maybe be in the State Department. And his father agreed, gave him a fine suit of clothes, gave him a great black horse, and he was going to head out. Second brother says, oh, Father, I could maybe be a judge. I know all the laws of the land. I would like to go talk to the queen. Well, his father gave him a fine suit of clothes and a great white horse, and the two brothers rode off. Well, that night, Jack came down from the hills. He was sitting at the dinner table. In fact, he was halfway through dinner before he realized his brothers weren't even there. And he says, hey, Dad, where are the other guys? His father said, haven't you heard anything? The queen, the young queen, is looking for advisors. And your brothers can talk so well and they're so smart, they're going to go and talk to the queen. And Jack said, well, hey, I want to go do that. And his father said, Jack, you can't go do that. Jack, if you go out there, you're going to make a fool out of yourself. You can't go. And Jack said, well, I talk real good sometimes, and I want to go see what this queen looks like and everything, and I'm going to go. Well, his father kept saying no, and Jack kept saying he was going. Finally, Jack says, well, all right, if you won't give me a new suit of clothes, I'm just going to wear my old work clothes. And if you're not going to give me a horse to ride on, I want the billy goat. Billy goat belongs to me. I'll ride the goat. Well, Jack heads off in his old work clothes, riding a billy goat to see the queen. Well, it was going to take a few days before they got to the palace. The two brothers are making camp that night. They haven't talked to each other at all. They keep thinking in their heads what they're going to say. Finally, they're just about ready to go to sleep when from down the road they hear this sound. Hey, guys! Hi, I'm here! And the two brothers looked at each other and they said, it's Jack. Jack, what are you doing here? He said, well, hey, I'm going to go see the queen too. They said, Jack, go home. You're going to embarrass us. Will you just go home? He said, well, I'm going to go see the queen. And besides, I found something for her. And they looked at what Jack had in his hand. He had a bird hanging by its feet, upside down. And they said, Jack, why do you have a crow? And they looked at it closely and said, Jack, oh, it's a dead crow. Jack said, yeah, I mean, I found this at the side of the road. Can you believe nobody wanted this crow? I mean, all I had to do was, you know, kind of brush the flies off a little bit, and here it is. I'm going to give it to the queen. You're going to give that to the queen, Jack? Yeah. I bet she doesn't have one. Okay, Jack, you want to take that crow, give it to the queen? Fine. Tell you what, why don't you sleep way over there tonight? In the morning, they get up. Two brothers get on their fine horses, heading off down the road. Now, Jack's billy goat can't keep up with those fine horses. So noontime comes. Brothers stop to get something to eat. They don't see Jack. They think, all right, he's gone home. But just as they're getting ready to leave, what do they hear but, hey, guys! And they go, oh, it's Jack. Hi, Jack. Nice to see you, Jack. You haven't gone home yet, huh, Jack? Wouldn't you like to go home? And he says, no, hey, guys. You know it took me a long time to catch up with you, but you won't believe what I found in the road this time. He holds out this thing, and they say, Jack, maybe it was a boot in another life? What is this? He said, yeah, you know, I found it in the road. I had to get this stick, you know, and kind of dig it out. It was all mushed down in the road. Isn't it a great boot? He said, wonderful, Jack. Gonna give that to the queen, too? Ha ha. He says, well, maybe I will give it to the queen. Oh my God. Besides, I got someplace to keep my crow now. Well, those two brothers head off on their fine horses. Jack's billy goat can't keep up with those fine horses. They get to the outskirts of the palace. They're going to spend the night there and then go in the morning. Brothers make camp. They get something to eat. They're greasing their jaws with oil so they can talk really good in the morning. They don't see Jack. They think maybe he's gone home. They eat. No Jack. They're getting ready to go to sleep. No Jack. They think, all right, he has gone home. But just as they're going to sleep, what do they hear but, hey, guys! Hi, Jack. You're still here. He comes riding up. He says, I know I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late, but you won't believe what I found at the side of the road this time. Well, he takes this stuff out of his pockets. It's kind of like slimy stuff. And they go, oh, Jack. Jack, that's mud. Jack, that's not mud. That's ooze. He said, I can't believe nobody wanted this stuff. It was in a ditch, you know, at the side of the road. It had this green stuff growing on top of it. I filled my pockets with it. He said, Jack, that is disgusting. Ooh, you go way over there tonight. Well, Jack, he goes to sleep. In the morning, they get up. They're going into town. They get in line. This line is 6 people across, 1 mile long. They're working their way through line. Now, the two older brothers, they're not talking to anybody. They're thinking about what they're going to say. Jack, now he's having a wonderful time talking to everybody in line. Finally, end of the day, oldest brother gets his turn. The doors open up to the chamber. In he walks. There's about 200 people in this room, and they're all staring at him. They're not smiling. They're not frowning. They're just staring at him. They all have paper and pencil so they can write down everything he says. Oldest brother walks in. Everybody's just staring at him, dead silence in this room. And all he can think to say is, Queen sitting up on her throne. The queen is not having fun. She says, what do you have to say for yourself? It's been a long day. All I can say is, it's a little warm in here, isn't it? The queen says, yes, we are roasting chickens in the kitchen. Do you have anything else to say? All I can think to say is, and everyone's writing this down, Queen says, send him out. He has nothing to say for himself. Off he goes. Next one in is the second brother. He walks in. He sees everyone staring at him. And just staring at him. And he's waiting. And he's thinking, And then he gets up right in front of the queen. And he looks up at the ceiling. And the ceiling is all a mirror. So he's looking at himself, standing on his head, looking at himself. And he says, and the queen says, what do you have to say for yourself? It's warm in here today, isn't it? Yes, we're roasting chickens. Do you have anything else to say? Well, he can't think of a thing. Out he goes with all the others. Next one in is Jack. He comes into the room riding the goat. Now, this gets the queen's attention right there. He comes in, he goes, woo, is it hot in here? Whoa, what you been doing? Queen looks at him, says, well, we're roasting chickens. Why, did you bring something you would like to cook too? Jack says, hey, you got it. And he pulls out the crow. Can I cook my bird? Now the queen is beginning to laugh, and she says, well, I do have to tell you, we've used all the pots and pans roasting the chickens in the kitchen. Jack says, no problem. Pulls out the boot. puts the crow. Puts that crow right in that boot. Now the queen is laughing. She says, well, you do realize that, gosh, all you're missing is a little gravy and you'd have a complete meal. Jack says, no problem. Pulls that slimy ooze out of his pocket. Dribbles it all over his crow in that boot. Says, I'm ready. Well, the queen is falling off the throne at this point. When she recomposes herself, she says, by the way, what's your name? And he says, hi, my name's Jack. What's yours? She says, well, you know, Jack, you are the most interesting person to walk in that door in all the weeks I've been doing this. You have got yourself a job. Jack became that queen's advisor. In fact, he became her main advisor. Whenever she had a problem, she would talk to Jack. Well, she got along so well with Jack that after a few years, they got married. And that's how Jack became king.